But supposing I say to myself, oh, no, you don't. There's no way I'm going to let you close up. You see, if I can keep you open, and I can go to you and say, look at this. Say, what happened? Well, look at this cut I've got. Oh, you poor thing. Look at that. It seems to be getting worse. It's getting infected. Isn't that terrible? And if you practice this kind of a mentality, when your nature says close up the wound, but you keep it open, before long you lose your hand. And after that you'll lose your arm. And the whole organism will be destroyed if you don't let your nature take over. And your nature also says close up the wounds of your past. Close them up. And oftentimes we ignore our nature. I had a great teacher that came into my life through his writing. His name was Nisargadatta Maharaj. Lived in India until mid-1980s. And he wrote something called I Am That, which was very powerful and influential in my life. And one of the things that he talked about when he was asked the question, what's the difference between, say, a saint or a highly functioning human being, a spiritual master, a spiritual teacher, and the rest of us, is that they have unconditional love in them, and you don't, or we don't? And he said, no. He said, saints have unconditional love in them, and so do you. He said, the difference between ordinary human awareness and higher awareness people is that they have nothing else inside of them. That's all they have. And it's almost like we have to learn how to get that in ourselves. To be able to, well, I always like to use the metaphor of an orange. I love the orange. Perhaps living in Florida is why. But an orange is a simple metaphor. You take this orange and you squeeze it as hard as you can squeeze it. And you ask yourself, what will come out? And what comes out when you squeeze an orange? Orange juice. Never, no matter how many times you squeeze it, will apple juice come out. There's no mistake. You'll never get grapefruit juice out of this thing, ever. The only thing you'll ever get out of it is orange juice. And the next question is, why? Why, when you squeeze an orange as hard as you can squeeze it, does orange juice come out? And I asked that question up in Toronto one time. There's a little girl sitting right in the front row. She said, that's dumb. She said, that's what's inside. It has to come out. I said, well, that's the answer. You are really smart. And she smiled. She thought that was great. But that's the truth. The reason that orange juice comes out when you squeeze is because that's what's inside. Now you extend the metaphor and someone squeezes you. That is, someone says something about you that you don't like. Someone behaves towards you in a way that you find offensive. Somebody does something or says something to you that you feel hurt by. And out of you comes anger, hatred, bitterness, tension, fear, anxiety, stress. And immediately you say, the reason that comes out of me is because of how he said it, or the way that she said that, or because they did that. But the truth is, the reality is, that what comes out is what's inside. And if you don't like what's inside, you can change it. Now, if you ask me, how does orange juice get inside of an orange? I would say, I don't know. I can't figure it out. That's a mystery to me. I just enjoy the oranges of my life and give God the credit for that. But I do know how anxiety and stress and tension and fear and anxiety, all of these things get inside of us by the way that we choose to process the present moment events of our lives. And if we don't like what comes out of us, you know, one of the great metaphors in all of spiritual literature is a cross. And someone throws a spear into someone who is being crucified. And out of this person comes, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that means to me, they don't understand that when they throw a spear into me, they're throwing a spear into all of humanity. Because beyond ordinary human awareness is something that we call mystical awareness or mystical consciousness. Mystical consciousness is one in which we recognize that we are not separate from each other. The Native Americans said it this way, no tree has branches so foolish as to fight among themselves. Very powerful wisdom.